We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Real people,
real celebrities,
real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
ear.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Got a special guest with us in the building this morning.
These are legends, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on now.
What's up?
Show some respect.
This is very exciting that Jodeci's here. We've been getting a lot of requests. People are like, when are y'all going to have Jodeci on? They got a new album. So thank y'all for coming.
Let me tell you something. As an 80s baby, man, I grew up off y'all music, and I'm still having sex to y'all music to this day.
Nice.
Straight up.
Yeah, nice. We are too.
Keep it real.
Now, we were just debating something here. Are all of y'all from Charlotte? I know KC and Georgia from Charlotte, but all of us.
Born in Charlotte, but we from Charlotte. Me and Devontae's born.
Yeah, talking to my guys.
Me and Devontae's born in Hampton, Virginia. So,
okay.
Yeah, but we all raised in Charlotte, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And so it's Charlotte and Virginia, and then New York. Basically, New York, you guys all relocated.
A mix of everything, man. Mm-hmm. Monroe, North Carolina, Hampton, Virginia. Joseph started in Charlotte, and one of our homeboys right here in Charlotte,
yes,
man.
South Carolina.
Columbia, South Carolina in the house.
Absolutely.
How'd y'all get back together as a group? What made y'all get back together?
We never broke up. I mean, that's just been like the thing. We never broke up. You know, mm-hmm. Case and Jodeci went off to do the Case and Jodeci thing, but we constantly stayed in touch. We kept recording over the years, but, you know, people just didn't see us together in public like that and, you know, recording together, so, you know, that they knew about, so they just figured that, you know, Jodeci broke up.
Right.
They broke up.
Let's get a young in some history. Now, Casey and JoJo are brothers. Davin and Devontae, y'all blood brothers too,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
And is it true that Devontae went to audition for Prince when he was young?
He actually did. He ran away from home and drove to Paisley Park.
Slept on the porch, didn't he?
Yeah, well, they let him in the lobby. Mm-hmm. And he stayed there, you know, he met some of the band members from the Revolution, and he just couldn't. He didn't get the chance to meet Prince at the time. So
they turned him down.
Kind of turned him down.
Turned him down.
Damn it, man.
Where is Devontae now? Where is he?
Well, I'm in L.A., man.
He in L.A. He, you know, after everything, he just went crazy. He just developed his high anxiety from, like, just flying. So we went to Aspen. He had to take a tour bus all the way to Aspen.
Gotcha.
Yeah. He doesn't fly. You know, he wanted to, you know, be down, but he couldn't ride him in, you know, the bus at the time. So
how do y'all get him around when y'all touring? He just got to meet y'all in?
Bus. Well, I mean, well,
tour bus, man.
Tour bus.
It's Prince.
And it's crazy, like, early in our career, we used to fly like twice, three times a week.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Jodeci, you guys have always been known as the bad boys of R&B.
Now, I never understood that.
You said you never understood that. Are you really?
Never understood.
I think that came because, you know, we just went against the grain of what R&B music was looked at and heard, how it was heard. You know, we had the Scullies on and, you know, the black boots and the jeans, sagging jeans. So I think that's, well, they just not the typical R&B, so they got to be, you know, bad boys.
And then you guys had like a Death Row affiliation and all of that.
Oh, we're going to get to the Death Row affiliation. But with the Scullies and the Timbs and stuff, was that really y'all? Because everybody was saying that was an image that Uptown created.
Yeah, they said Puff created.
No, it really wasn't. It was just that, you know, they came to the idea, they wanted to wear like sequence suits and everything. We was like, well, that's not really us. And, you know, we just want to be like just some niggas that on the street could just relate to. Yeah. You know, not all shiny and glittered
plus
up.
Plus, we ain't have a big budget, you know.
We had to go to the gap. We work with what we had. But it was just like a thing that we, you know, when Puff came around, it was like, we just want to be like, just like, everybody
like,
could just.
Like four regular dudes on the street corner singing to his homeboys.
Right.
No, singing to their homeboys, you know, not the suit thing. And Boys and Members coming out at that time. And that Puff did say that he told Dre, he said, look, Dre, there's a new group coming out too at the same time called Boys to Men, and they wearing suits. Let's not let them wear suits. Let them be them, man.
Yeah, Puff was like that from Harlem because you could see it with you. Yeah. You could also see it with Mary. Oh, and how was your relationship?
So why
with
you
Puff?
Put the locks in shiny suits then?
That was later though.
Jesus Christ. Shiny the rappers suit, man. In the shiny suits?
So how was your relationship with Puff?
It was good.
Yeah, it was always good.
Yeah. You guys are kind of the reason he got his whole label situation, right?
Yeah, Puff, you know, Puff. The good thing about him, he always saw the vision that we had, and it was hard. It was easy for him to go to Andre, like, man, no, and he fought for us all the time. Yeah, and Jay's telling you, if this don't work, you're getting fired. And Puff believed everything we tried to do, and he just, you know, he related to Andre in Uptown, and he stuck with it.
Now, when y'all first got with Puffy, he was an intern. Did you ever think Uptown wasn't taking y'all serious because they put you with an intern at first?
Well, I mean, it wasn't that. He was just like, we was from the South, and they looked at us being like four country boys. We ain't known about the city, and they wanted us to give us that kind of vibe, the city. And Puff just took us out, you know, and showed us like, you know, this how they dress out here. You know, what up, high? You know, all that, you know, just got that swagger.
What up, done, and all that.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, he just kind of stuck with us, kind of like mentors of the, you know, what the street life was. We all out of church.
But then, you know what, though, the funny thing is, the Uptown period, man, he had us riding the trains up here, man. Yeah. You know,
where the hell y'all staying at, though? Like,
The
Bronx.
The Bronx. Rosedale Avenue. With roaches and everything. So that's kind of like a culture shock.
They broke y'all in.
Oh, yeah, they broke us in.
So you said you came from the church. Wasn't your music very secular to come from the church, because the church is singing about God, it's gospel, and then you come in and it's come and talk to me and y'all knocking off
freaking you, fiending.
See, but you know, the thing is though, like in Charlotte, these are songs we used to write for our little girlfriends in the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? We had
y'all used to get all the
I mean, you know, we got our fair share of what we did, you know what I'm saying? But you know, but these are songs that we used to, you know, and we just took that to the studio. Right. You know, we got, you know, same songs.
We used to be like this, man. And our mom used to rehearse in our basement, my mother's basement, man. We used Dalvin, go get all the girls, man. He'd get about like 10 girls. And we opened the door up, and Devontae in there playing, me and Jodo singing, or down on the drums, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Man, we have an audience, man. But he had to be out by 5 o'clock. That's the time mama get off work.
Right.
But we were just preparing ourselves to do what we're doing now, man.
But like he said, you guys were the bad boys, because the first joint was, so you having my baby. I'm not a singer.
That's actually a love song, though.
But you guys are young,
my lady.
You were having a baby at what, 16 at the time?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that those songs are written. I mean, that was the thing going on in North Carolina. You know, you have people having babies at 13, 14 years old. Yeah. So that was just a common thing. And it was just, you know, something that people could relate to. You know?
Now, were y'all really in the church, or y'all just happened to go on Sundays?
Oh, no, man. We were in there 7 days a week.
We are God-fearing brothers.
Absolutely. You know, my dad and my mother were both the pastors. They have a church down there. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah, our grandmother was a minister and grandfather. Yeah. Rest in peace. So, man, church, that was us, man.
And it's still us.
It's still us, man. You know, before I went to New York, like I said, my grandmother was a pastor. Before we went to New York, man, came up here to get our record deal, man. My mother said it was cool, but she didn't like it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And daddy was like, yo, if you know you got to go to work tomorrow, you know, Casey, so what you going to do? I said, I'm going to New York, daddy. I got to do this. Boy, if you do, Don't come back. If you don't make it, don't come back.
That's a lot of pressure.
But if you make it, you can't come back.
Exactly. So when we made it, he said, can I get that truck now? But nah, man, but my mother and father, they didn't like it. But I went to my grandmother and said, Grandma, I got to ask you first. I said, Daddy and Mama, you know, I done ran it by them. I said, I don't want you thinking me and JoJo leaving church or anything like that. She said, baby, just don't forget where you came from.
There you go.
Go out there and do what you got to do.
There you go.
Just don't forget where you came from.
Now, was there a period of time where you guys didn't get along? I'm sure, because you guys have all very strong personalities.
Oh, man, that's every day.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
every
day.
But bad enough that it was like, okay, yeah, this group is over.
That's every day. That was this morning coming here.
Yeah, sure was.
Y'all got like the ultimate tag team, though. Do you and Casey ever team up on JoJo, or JoJo and you team up on?
Yeah, man. All the time. I'm telling you now, man. This my boy right here. This my brother.
Right.
But him and Devontae, man, me and Dalvin, they always getting on me and Dalvin. Because me and Dalvin had to beg to be in the group number one.
Come on now.
He had to beg to be in the group.
How did that happen? Hey, man, the group started with JoJo and Devontae. Yeah. They started JoJo. So I was in Maryland, Baltimore, doing my gospel thing. So JoJo called me on the phone and let me hear something over the phone, man. I was like, what, 16? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I said, yo, man, I want to be in the group. JoJo said, nope.
So, why you wouldn't let him be in the group, JoJo?
Because he had a group, the gospel group, Little Cedric and the Haley Singers. So I was always in the shadow. And when Devontae and I came about with, you know, started doing stuff, he was up trying to get his group back together. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I feel good. I'm doing something by myself. I didn't want him. I wanted to step outside the shadow. And Devontae was like, well, let's just use him on one or two songs or whatever.
Like, that's crazy. Like,
one or two songs.
And I end up singing all of them.
Yeah, Casey came in there with all that range and them vocals.
See, once again, I'm back in the shadow.
Nah, man, for real though, man. So JoJo and Devontae had to come up with a deal. So Devontae didn't want Dalvin in the group.
Because Dalvin was the one with all the females.
Right. Yeah.
And he was a party all the time. He's a Rick James.
But I would think you would want the guy to get all the girls in the group.
I did.
Right.
I just didn't want his ass.
So they made up an agreement. Devontae wanted me and JoJo wanted Dalvin. So they had an agreement.
If Casey's going to come, then Dalvin got to
be in the group, too.
Wow. And
that's how me and Dalvin got there. I try to tell Dalvin every meeting, shut up. Well, you hear him, Faith, man.
now, the name Jodeci, was that a fight, too?
Nah, man. We just came up one night, man. We sitting in our mother's yard, and we try to think of some names. Start out with brothers. Nah, that sounded corny.
Right.
Brothers. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That didn't sound right. So we just came up with him to the J off and JoJo, D E from Devontae and Dalvin and C.
I don't know. Dalvin's name ain't really in there.
Nah, he threw me on the bus. Tell you what, though. He got more sense than everybody in the group.
Now, is it true you guys, while y'all were in Charlotte, y'all had the vision that y'all wanted to be on Uptown Records? Like y'all knew that's where y'all wanted to go?
Yeah, actually, because you know, it was MCA Uptown at first.
So okay.
You had New Edition, you had God. You had all our favorite artists was on it, Heavy D and the Boys, you know.
So it was strictly because of a fan thing. You was
yeah,
fans
was a fan
everybody.
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah, a fan thing, like all the biggest groups.
And y'all drove to New York and didn't know where it was at and looked in the phone
book? I'm going to tell you the crazy thing is, people don't know. We had $300, right? Mm. And we spent half of that coming up here buying shades at truck stops and stuff, trying to look cool when we got an image. We got here, we didn't know where to go. Nobody had never been in New York. So I remember I used to listen to LL Cool J, his first album, and he had a song called Bristol Hotel on there.
Right.
And we went looking for the Bristol Hotel yesterday.
Ain't that funny? We was coming up with an image and ain't had no damn mind.
But we found the Bristol Hotel. You remember that song? Bristol Hotel. Where that at? Jamaica Queen? But
we found it. It was a prostitute.
Bro, that's all the money we had left.
Oh, y'all did it coming to America. Y'all just spun the map.
Basically, we found the Bristol Hotel. So, I mean, to make the long story short, We didn't even have enough money to stay at Bristol, so the next morning we had to find Uptown Records.
That's bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they locked all our clothes in the Bristol because we couldn't pay for the room.
Oh, wow. No.
Yeah. All our stuff was in the Bristol. So
all them sunglasses and everything.
Everything we had.
Sunglasses.
That's what we had. Only thing we had was the stuff we had on. So we went to Uptown, and you know the story. I don't know if y'all know, but like, long story short, Heavy D went and they heard us sing. Kurt Willie fell asleep on our demo tape, told us we wasn't good enough to go back home.
Yeah.
And on the way out, G Wiz from Heavy and the Boys, like, who was that singing? It was us, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Did any of the songs from that demo make it onto the first album?
Yeah.
All the demo songs, the first album.
So I took two songs, and then from there, Dre paid for the Bristol, moved us out to Bristol.
Got you out to Bristol. Yeah.
Got you to the Best Western.
Yeah, took us somewhere nice in the city. Kept us for a couple days.
Yeah, it was better.
Became
that. We had fun though, man. Ever since then, man, it's like.
Yeah, I had too much fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. And the funny thing about it is, man, I don't think people know this. Yeah, we are from North Carolina, but New York is really, the first ones that, knew about Jodeci.
Yeah, mm-hmm. New York adopted us, though.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Everybody
y'all
did,
man.
York,
we love y'all, man. Yeah, we love y'all, man. It's our home, man.
And the crazy thing is, Charlotte was the last city to embrace us.
Really?
Until this day. Yeah. Until this day, they just now embracing Jodeci, the love we're supposed to get from Charlotte.
What about the other male R&B groups at the time? Because you guys kind of set the trend for a lot of people. Did they like y'all? Did they embrace you guys? Did y'all get along? Or was it like any type of...
I don't think we really had no beef with them.
No, we had no beef with them.
No, we had no problems.
For the simple reason, to this day, Jodeci is pretty much like to ourselves. We in our own world. We could be sitting here. We could say something. I could be talking about one of you guys. Mm-hmm. They would know, but y'all wouldn't, and y'all be laughing at us. But we really talking about y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what they saying over there, man? They
talking about us. And the cool thing is, we tour with Boys to Men.
It was a fun tour.
All these groups.
Drew Hill.
Drew Hill.
I mean, they kind of fashioned after.
Yeah. I remember seeing JoJo. JoJo was on a video. He was cursing out some R&B group. I forgot what group it was though.
Ride with Jodeci.
Now, did Uptown treat y'all fairly money wise? Because I never heard y'all complain about how TLC went through it with their label and stuff like that.
It's a hustle, man.
I think when we came, it was more like we looked at it like family, so we wasn't really because we didn't get it for the money. We just thought we didn't know about the money until later when we wasn't driving fancy cars and everybody was driving Benzes and we still catching the train. Then hey, they don't look right. Mm-hmm. Then questions started coming up. We was young. I was 16 when Jodeci came out.
Yeah,
so it was all kids. We was just having fun. It's like, at the time, whatever you want, we on the road, we all start, teaming up in rooms. Why are we sharing rooms? Then questions started arising when people start planting the seeds in your head. Then,
yeah. Baby, I tell you what, though, we had the life, though, buddy. Yeah. Can you imagine before the age of 21, any girl you want, any car you can drive, you can get, any home you want to live in before 21 and no kids. Mm. Hey, man, we living the college life.
Well, they say that alcohol played a big part because, like you said, you were under 21.
Oh, yeah, we party.
They said party.
Well, not just alcohol, drugs.
No drugs.
Okay.
I mean, weed, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But not no hardcore. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, before the age of 21, you got all that in your face. You know what I'm saying? Before you're 21, man, something got to tempt you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Females, alcohol, weed, we did that.
But it was hard trying to be in a relationship knowing that you had so many women coming at you all the time. It was damn near.
Dalvin was knocking down Madonna at one point, didn't he?
Never.
Oh. Y'all had a relationship though, right?
Well, I was signed to as an artist, but before that, she went out with my brother, hung out with him, whatever they had was going on, that was them.
That was their thing.
Yeah, it was Devontae. Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, never me.
And then,
I ain't saying I wouldn't mind, but no.
And then Casey attempted to be in a relationship, but I guess that wasn't going to happen for you.
That was the first celebrity couple I can remember.
Casey and Mary J. That was the real deal right there.
That wasn't no attempting, man. That wasn't attempting. That was 10, 12 years of a relationship.
How was that relationship? Because you guys were both stars.
We had fun. We had fun, but... it got to the point that at that time back then, like I said, we was young and our careers were going like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it just exploded. And I'm not going to lie, I did some things done, far as I was in Jodeci. You know what I'm saying? And you know, she couldn't take that, you know, take that heat. Girls grabbing on me while I'm on stage. That one night, she actually, I remember in London, she actually came on stage, man.
She came on stage?
And snatched the mic out of my hand.
What was you singing? What song was you singing?
I don't know, man. I was doing the KC thing, man.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Ooh, yeah, got me holding out, man. So anyway, she grabbed the mic out of my hand and told this girl in the front row, she's a bitch. Never trust my man again. I was like, ooh.
Wow.
That's the New Yorker.
Oh, she knew you. She knew you was a singer. Oh, it's entertainment. Yeah, this is entertainment.
Thank you. I couldn't take that no more, man. You know what I'm saying?
But you was doing your thing too, though.
Yeah, I was doing my thing. You're not gonna sit here and let me be like the bad guy now.
No, I'm just saying. But you guys were so young. That's what I'm saying. That's a difficult thing to try to be in a relationship.
Early 20s then. Now we're in our 40s. So, right. You know, so.
Imagine if TMZ was around back then.
If they had Instagram back then, y'all would have all been in trouble.
Every day.
Man, do you believe, Mary was your soulmate?
You said you kept yours under the
Do you believe Mary was your soulmate?
Man, I was in love with Mary. You know what I'm saying? Mary never did anything wrong to me. She never talked about me. She always, you know, gave me my props and everything. But
you was responsible for about 2 great albums.
I was talking about that. I was like, really? And yeah, she did used to break up our parties, though. Remember that? She used to break up our parties.
You probably used to love it, though.
Parties
back
at the house?
Exciting.
Oh, man, we had fun, man.
That's exciting.
That was the uptown days, man.
What parties? Parties at the house she would break up?
No. Hotels, man.
Oh.
It was Dalvin Park.
I'm tired of this. It's got ridiculous.
Well, you couldn't even have a party without.
Nah.
He was bad news, man. Like, we didn't want this around, man. Come on, man.
Go be wiped up, man. Yeah. Get away from us, single folk.
To the point, we was on tour with them. We wanted to stay in different hotels with them and Mary, man. Y'all stay over there, bro.
That's messing up the fun.
It is hard to be around people when they fight all the time. Those couples.
Yeah, it's terrible, man.
Yeah.
But you had your R&B thing, too, though. You had Miss T-Boss. We saw that in the TLC movie.
Oh, man. Wasn't that bad?
No, I love that. That movie was good now.
I'm talking about me.
They
didn't get your character right.
I know.
He was worse?
No, that was cool. That was a cool relationship, but it was fun.
Remember that time we used to take T-Boss and Mary all on
Man,
trip.
I'm not talking about T-Boss and Mary stories up here.
Reminiscing.
Now you can see who hooked.
Are y'all still apologizing for those? Like, you see them and be like, hey, I'm sorry for everything I put you through.
I'm not apologizing. That's his man.
That's what he's
trying to right his wrong up here. I was wrong about that.
Why don't you
just
go ahead and baby, I'm begging. Go ahead and hit that.
Baby, I'm begging.
Now, how has Jodeci changed in 24 years, man?
Wow.
Well,
I think we got a lot wiser, man. You know,
very much.
A lot wiser, and things are a little more serious now. It's like I was telling the other day. That's like, you know, it's work now. You know, back then it was just fun. It's still fun, but it's more work. It's more.
I'm married, grandfather, proud.
Right.
And I love it.
And you always was low, like you said.
Yes, I'm low. But I'm high and sprung off my love I have for my wife and my grandkids, the life I have now. Now I just look at it as a business, and I want to spread some of the joy, really spread the joy to the fans, people, which we call friends. You know, I know what love is about now.
Right.
Instead of just singing lyrics.
Yeah, and get out of there getting cool.
Now for Casey and JoJo, you guys did do like a kind of a documented thing, trying to get off drugs and just documenting that.
Addiction.
Let's clean that up, though, because that's always been the misconception that y'all was on hardcore drugs, like cold crack.
It was called Come Clean.
So
what was the real issue that you felt like, just let people know, when
this
things got really bad?
Like, this is the life that we live. Exactly. We party. You know what I'm saying?
We
come and clean,
drinks,
telling the truth.
We smoke our weed. I really don't even like weed. Honest to God, I really don't. So I don't want Snoop and them coming at me, but
I mean, but you look at it like this, though. Like, it's like, I mean, same thing as the Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody in this thing.
I mean, they're 89 years old. They still making $200 million a year. So, mm-hmm.
Right.
We all know that stuff.
And what's that little dude's name? Justin Bieber?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, they coming hard on that little kid. He's a kid and he got all this money.
He's going to get bucked. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, so but was there anybody that ever told you guys, okay, y'all got to, you know, chill out. It's affecting
course,
your career, your business.
Course.
Oh, yeah. Our parents.
Our management. And the whole it's like they
lawyers.
But you can't. I'm a grown. At this point, I'm a grown man.
Mm-hmm.
This is my house. Don't come to my house and tell me what I'm gonna do. This is what I'm gonna do. If I throw a barbecue and I'm gonna have me some Hennessy and some beer over here and my crew smoking their weed. Don't come to my house, Ma, and tell me that ain't cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's my house. I'm grown. People live. Ain't nobody in this room.
Right.
Nobody, can say nobody. They have never tried something.
I try it right now. I had some over the weekend.
Now, watching some of your performances, you know, there was one performance where you guys were performing, Casey and JoJo.
Mm-hmm.
JoJo passes out, mm-hmm. and you keep singing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't help your brother up that security walks over, takes the mic, and walks. Y'all just leave him. You don't help your brother.
I'm telling you something right now.
I can talk for this.
No, I'm going to defend myself because I got to defend myself on this. I'm going to tell you what happened.
Right.
I'm going to tell you what happened. It's the truth, and JoJo could tell you. We had an 18-hour flight to Australia, right?
Okay.
As soon as we get there, straight from the airport, we had to go to sound check. Mm-hmm. No sleep. No nothing. Ain't been drinking nothing or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we got to go straight to the venue and don't even go to the hotel and check in. We got to get dressed at the venue after an 18-hour flight.
Right.
So we on stage dead tired. So when we go to take our little break that we take before we do All My Life, I'm looking at Joe. I said, Joe, you tired, ain't you? Because I know I'm beat down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm tired, man. I'm tired. And he started crying, like, man, I can't let you down.
No. Casey got a way of adding some bullshit.
JoJo was like, I was there, but I don't remember that story.
Anyway, I told JoJo.
No,
I told JoJo, I said, yo, don't go out there, man.
You done went too far.
And he was like,
I'm going to tell you the truth.
And JoJo was like, man, I don't want to let you down.
Hold on.
You can tell these brothers right here, boy.
I faked that whole shit because I was tired. I said, I'm just going to lay this shit down.
You gonna lay down right there
on the stage?
Yeah,
lay down.
I did my acting skills and I failed.
Like, boy, y'all from Carolina.
But I'm thinking that somebody gonna be like, help me up. I'm laying down looking up and my stepping over me. He started singing. I was like, damn, let me get the fuck up. This ain't working.
If you didn't see it, he lays on stage, drops the mic. Security walks over, picks the mic up, walks over him, and then walks back on stage.
They just
still singing.
Because they know I'm a bullshit.
So if you had just told everybody, look, man, I'm tired, I can't make it, y'all had to probably give up the deposit or something like that or get the money back?
Nah, we ain't had but one more song to do anyway.
Yeah, okay.
And I told him to take his ass out there. You know he gonna go out there and do that.
That crying shit, you went too far.
You can't cry. Hey, Damon, am I lying?
Yes, you lying. Damon ain't G.
Maybe that was acting crying.
Yeah,
maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that's part of the script.
That's part of the script. I've seen another performance. Where I see it was a blurry. Somebody jumps off the stage and lands on their back.
That was me.
Yeah.
That looked like it hurt.
You was tired too?
No, I wasn't tired.
Nah, that was f***ed up.
What happened was, what happened was, I didn't realize it was 18 feet high.
Lord have mercy.
We played that. It's the top of the same height as the top of an NBA backboard.
Right.
But we played that before, and I didn't know they raised the stage up like that.
Mm.
I couldn't really see because it was dark in the pit. And so, and I said something, then I went to jump off stage like always. And I noticed I was falling like for like 13 minutes. When I hit the ground, I slipped and I got right back up.
You did get right back up.
You couldn't get back up on that stage though.
There was no way to get back up there. It was too hot.
Yeah, but then laying in bed all night after that.
See, now all I'm hearing is a bunch of accidents, but you can see why people would think y'all had alcohol problems. Yeah,
but listen, do you think when Beyonce tumbled down the stairs and she was drunk?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah. She got yanked off the stage last week. Was she drunk?
True.
But
true.
Jodeci got to be drunk.
No, but that was a crazy jump off the stage. Nobody purposely.
Else can fall. Let Jodeci fall.
Jodeci can't just fall.
You landed on your back.
No, I let my feet, but I went straight down to my ass.
Yeah, you could have broke a spine. That was real serious.
That looked hurt. It looked like hurt. But you came back up and kept singing.
Now, y'all did have a Death Row affiliation, as Angela Yee said earlier. Mm-hmm. What was that about?
Well, my brother met Suge Knight, mm-hmm. and he just you know, as they talked, he just noticed like the things wasn't right with, you know, Uptown, and he wanted to do some stuff with, you know, with Death Row artists, so mm-hmm. he wanted to come in. And
that Tupac song was popping.
Yeah, help fix the situation with Uptown, because he asked us a bunch of questions about, you know, the financial things, like you was mentioning earlier. And he just came in, but we would never sign a Death Row or sign a Suge Knight as far as
I'm sure Diddy hated that, though, because that was like during the whole East Coast, West Coast thing, kind of.
That's another whole story, yeah, because, I mean, it's like, you know, we didn't choose, like, to get in between that, but mm-hmm. they just kind of threw us in because, you know, our mm-hmm. affiliation with Puff and with Suge, but no, we...
Yeah, man. Now, what happened? Now, your brother's house got robbed in Jersey, and people were saying that
Suge had him attacked.
Suge had him robbed.
Suge wasn't even around.
We didn't even know Suge then.
Yeah, we didn't know Suge then.
Y'all be digging for information and getting a bunch of bullshit.
We didn't know. We found out who did that later.
Oh, you did find out.
Was it a setup?
Really?
Yeah, it was a setup.
One of the guys, unfortunately, he's dead now. We didn't have anything to do with it, but mm-hmm. and one of the guys in prison for something totally different.
Wow. So it's karma.
When you live that life, that eventually catches up.
But
to
the two guys that actually robbed him, mm-hmm. one of them killed each other and they were cousins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
One of them killed, yeah.
Anybody want to talk about that?
Is Jodeci ever going to do like a book or... Y'all ever think about doing like a biopic or anything?
I know, right? We had that experience, man.
Yeah, I mean,
good one, though. We blessed.
Yeah.
Y'all got embraced by hip-hop early on, too. I was watching the video this morning. Biggie singing... He was singing one of the Jodeci records.
That was Feenan.
Yeah. And then, of course, Pac, y'all had a great relationship with Pac.
Oh, and of course, the Freaking You remix. Okay, yeah. we can't forget that.
Yeah.
One of the best.
Yeah, Wu-Tang.
I did that remix, thank
you. Wu-Tang.
Oh, you produced that?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite
records.
It's
one of the best records of all time.
Now, the crazy thing about it, there wasn't supposed to be Ghostface and Raekwon on there. It was supposed to be Method Man on that remix. I'm glad it turned out the way it did.
Ghost spit one of the best verses ever in the history of life.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. So Raekwon did too.
Yeah.
Yo, Ghostface's verse almost didn't even make it on there.
Come on, really? Man.
Wow. Now,
because we recorded that song, the remix, in like maybe 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And Raekwon came and did this, and Ghostface couldn't get his verse. So I was like, and I went there, and he's like, man, let me try one more time. We just left it off.
Right.
It was just like a blank space.
And I remember that. We was at the Hit Factory.
At the Hit Factory. And he called me back. He said, man, let me just try it one more time. Because he had never rapped with R&B before. That was the first time the collaboration came with them in R&B. Mm-hmm. And he's like, let me try one more time. He came and just killed it. He freestyled most of the verse.
Perfect,
yeah, but the first couple bars, it was written. Then he just threw the paper down the booth. So I was trying to imagine what he had actually written down, but he just freestyled the rest of it.
Wow.
Did you have a good relationship with Pac, or was that just business?
No, it was.
It was a good relationship.
Yeah.
It was a good relationship, man. Pac, man. Actually, we did a video, Toss It Up, the day before he got shot. And
the first time he got shot, or the second time,
in Vegas.
Damn!
And he had asked me, he's like, "Yo, K-Rock," he just asked me, like, "Yo, man, go to Vegas with me." I said, "You know, I'm sitting this one out." And I'm glad I didn't go. But Pac, the relationship with Pac, man, he was real, man. You know, he had love for us, and he loved his craft, mm-hmm. and he was just real, man. He was just real.
Now let's talk about this new album.
Yeah,
now what got you excited to do new music?
Well, it was time, man.
You know,
The album had been finished.
Yeah.
You guys been doing music together though for quite some time.
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
You finally said let's put out.
Yeah, yeah. Let's put this out. We went into the vault and said, here we go.
Now, do you like the R&B music that's out now?
That's one reason why we came back.
I figured that.
I mean, you can't listen to radio no more, man.
But you know, that had to be a phase in R&B music for this music to come. Because, you know, music is a revolving door, just like mm-hmm. fashion, just like anything else. So at the time when we kind of, because we left with number one records on the radio, we just didn't just fall off and be forced out of the industry. You know, music was changing at the time.
Yeah.
And we said, you know what, let's just take a break and let the hip-hop whole generation come. And then now there's, you know, rap and singing and auto-tune. All that had to just transpire. So instead of just like being forced out of the industry, I think we just took our time and waited, and now it's like the perfect time.
Now, is it difficult for you guys? Because it's kind of like you got to go through the new artist syndrome now, because now you got to teach the young kids who Jodeci is now. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's like to go back to what you did when you first started, doing interviews and clubs, and does that bother you?
That's a good question. Nah. Like, are you trying to gain new fans, or is this album just for the day one Jodeci fan?
Nah, it's just for our hardcore fans. Mm-hmm. But if you think about it, the new groups, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure their mamas and daddies know about Jodeci, mm-hmm. so they try to tell them, you know, that's what y'all need to be doing right here. Mm-hmm. And we doing this for our old fans, man. Mm-hmm.
And, but you know, like, Jodeci's a brand now. It's bigger than, Mr. Dow, Casey, Jody, Devontae. It's like, most of the new fans, they know the name, but don't know the members. Mm-hmm. And, and a lot of them don't even know Casey and Jody was part of Jodeci. You know what I'm saying? They didn't put the two together.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, like, even when they see Casey and Jody at Jodeci, they don't even put the two together. So, I think that what's exciting about this album is a new project. People that heard the name, mm-hmm. heard the songs, can go back and do the history. And it makes it more exciting to do, like, the walk up to what today is Jodeci and go back and, because the songs are pretty much timeless. Mm-hmm. You know, like Come and Talk to Me, you can hear it on the radio songs we put out last week. Freaky, the same thing. Mm-hmm. Right. So like
Jodeci is like, I ain't mean to cut you off, Dolph.
Hey, don't do it again, though.
Okay. All right. But anyways, this is the way I feel with that question. Jodeci is more, we do it because we love it. Mm-hmm. We didn't know the effect that it was going to have on people. And automatically they love it. So we ain't trying to be nobody else. We ain't changing. Mm-hmm. We gonna be Jodeci. You gonna love it or you don't. Mm-hmm. We love it. And we giving it our all.
That's it.
And that's the brand that Dal was talking about.
Okay. What led you and KC forming y'all own group? Like when y'all did the whole All My Life thing and everything.
You know what? To be honest with you, man, we was in our mother basement before we got a record deal, Jodeci now. Devontae said, he's a young man. When we blow up, everything was winning. It was like it was playing.
Right.
He said, man, we blow up, man. I think y'all should do a Haley Brothers album.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what you saying, man? You quitting the group already? We ain't got a deal yet. He said, no, I'm just saying, man, when Jodeci blow up, man, I think y'all should just break away and just let me work on some more Jodeci stuff and do a KC and JoJo album.
Actually, he wanted all three of us to do branch off, mm-hmm. Dalvin did Metamorphosis,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and everything. It was time to take a break, and we just tried something new. We really didn't even think.
No, we didn't know it was going to end up like All My Life.
All My Life and stuff like that.
Selling them millions of copies. We didn't know that. But Devontae, every time, every album, man,
y'all
JoJo
need to be doing
out.
Something.
Yeah, man. I said, Devontae, man, we're going to do Jodeci. Too. He said, nah, man, ain't ready yet, man. Do another Casey and JoJo album. We said, you serious, man? Because this is blowing up, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm just saying, y'all ain't doing nothing but setting up Jodeci. I said, whoa. It worked. He said, y'all the voices. Mm-hmm. It worked.
Right.
That's another thing to say. Jodeci never left. Our voices were still on the radio. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Has anybody approached you guys about doing a biopic or anything like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is mm-hmm. it something you're considering?
I mean, when it's right, when the time is
Don't
right.
let it be on Lifetime.
No. Can't be on Lifetime. Not against Lifetime. But.
We got some. Yeah, it could be on Lifetime.
Nah,
they got that bread. They got that money.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
What do you like performing, JoJo? Because you said, you know, you're a grandfather now. Do you still like doing, like, the Fiendins and the Freaking Youth, or do you prefer the All My Life's?
You know, that's a good question. I've never been asked that before. I'm more into the Tell Me It's Real, the All My Life's, Baby, Won't You Stay, the Latelys. I'm all up in there because the Freaking You and stuff. They
KC, like, I'm still out here.
The Coochie Man.
I'm doing the Freaking.
Dalvin taking stage jobs and. No, I'm pretty much, like I said, I'm just pretty much laid back, and I just like, I'm a Luther Vandross listening baby faced. Consumer, I'm up in that area. Kind of mellow.
Guns and Roses.
Yeah. There we go.
Dalvin, what group would we put Dalvin in? What group would you call yourself? Dalvin?
The Beatles?
Nah,
man.
Beatles too soft for me. I love the Beatles, but they're nasty.
Shit.
What would you put him in?
Now, what got you back with L.A. Reid? What got you with L.A. Reid and Epic Records? What was that conversation?
Yeah, this is our first time actually working with him.
Really?
But you know, L.A. Reid is he's a real musician. He understands real music. Like you know, a lot of presidents and you know VPs and music, they don't even know music. It's just dollars and you know dollars and cents to them. But he understands the music.
Did he reach out to y'all, or y'all reached out to him, or was it mutual?
It was mutual. It was mutual. He understood what it was. He understood what the vision where you know Louis Burrell and you know Breon they was trying to go, and they, I mean they understood. You know, because a lot of it was in, they didn't get it because they still stuck into the, you know no disrespect but the Chris Brown's who I love. Chris Brown's an artist, you know. But it's like new R&B, which, you know, which people are just hearing. And L.A. Reid knows music because coming from The Deal and Babyface and that whole, he knows music.
Did anybody have any reservations about signing y'all because of all the stuff we see in the media? Like, I mean, thought y'all might have been a liability.
Everybody doubted us.
Yeah, everybody doubted
us. They doubted us from day one. You know what I'm saying? From the first album. Them country boys, wild. They wild. So we've been hearing that. We're like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But,
Which is the truth.
But, you know, we just you know, hung in there, man. Like, we stuck our heads together, man. And, you know, we like, yo, we'll be all right. We'll be all right.
Now, what's the dumbest thing you guys have bought with making all that money? That you look back and be like, damn.
Man, she give you out a list. I'll give you a list of that shit.
You don't have enough time, man.
That much?
For real. Yo, no, man. Come on, you wouldn't even want to know, man.
Put yourself in our shoes.
Yeah.
All right.
And your teens.
Yes.
From North Carolina. Moving to New York City. With a hit record.
with your own rules.
With your own rules.
I wish Devontae was here because I got questions for him. Everybody always thinks Devontae is crazy, but he seemed like the visionary of the whole situation.
Oh,
yeah, he's the brain.
I'm glad. Joseph's built down in four parts.
I'm glad. Yeah, said that.
Devontae is the brain. Mm-hmm. The album is the heart. JoJo is the mind. KC is the soul.
Mm. All right. I think we ended right there and there. Jodeci's the new album is in stores.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Right now, make sure you go get it. The past, the present, the future.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you guys joining us.
Thanks, man. Thank you, man.
Absolutely.
It's the Breakfast Club. You took it easy on us today, too, man. Listen, I've been seeing you, man. You've been going in hard, man.
I know I go in on all the people that deserve it. I rock with the legends. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, man.
What's up, man?
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. It's Jodeci.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.